I'm Drew Dawson with GPB News. U.S. Secretary of Energy Rick Perry is in the Augusta area today, visiting the Savannah Riverside nuclear facility. This afternoon, he hosted a town hall meeting with SRS employees. Yesterday, Perry participated in a groundbreaking for a new waste management facility at SRS. According to the Aiken Standard, Perry's visit comes at a time when there is growing local support for plutonium pit production at SRS, something that currently only takes place at the Los Alamos National Laboratory in New Mexico. Plutonium pits are triggers for nuclear weapons. The National Nuclear Security Administration wants 80 pits produced per year by 2030 in order to modernize America's nuclear arsenal. And the Georgia House has passed a sweeping revamp of the state's adoption code. The new legislation streamlines the process, allowing repayment of the birth mother's living expenses and shortens the time that a birth mother can call off an adoption after giving up her child. A similar bill stalled last year when Republicans added religious liberty language. Representative Burt Reeves.
The Senate has worked hard to make this a better bill. The Senate has worked closely and hard with the governor's office to resolve the issues in this concept, and resolution has been reached.
In Georgia, approximately 3,000 children are adopted each year, and 14,000 are in foster care. A bill giving the state increased control over Hartsfield-Jackson Atlanta International Airport has been filed in the state legislature. So far, the bill has gained bipartisan support from more than 30 senators. They say that since the airport serves the entire state, representatives from across Georgia should have input on its management. The governor's office says it has issues with the legislation, and Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms has launched a lobbying effort to kill the measure. State authorities say they've arrested a man in connection with the slaying that happened more than 20 years ago. The Georgia Bureau of Investigation charged 49-year-old Octavius Alexander Rivera with the 1996 murder of Bridget Felicia Parker in Fitzgerald, Georgia. When Parker's body was first found behind an empty mobile home, the investigation didn't produce any evidence or witnesses identifying a suspect. But in 2016, GBI agents conducted a review of the case and resubmitted evidence for analysis. Advancement in forensic technology led investigators to arrest Rivera. Well, Super Bowl 52 gets underway Sunday, and for many viewers, the ads will be just as interesting as the game. Atlanta-based Coca-Cola will run a Super Bowl spot for the 12th consecutive year. The company says the 60-second ad, titled "The Wonder of Us," features a variety of scenes focusing on promoting diversity and inclusion. That airtime won't come cheap, however. According to Sports Illustrated, a 30-second spot during the Super Bowl cost at least $5 million, or about $166,000 a second. And finally today, while much of the country got its winter forecast this morning from the famous Pennsylvania groundhog Punxsutawney Phil, here in Georgia we got our outlook from General Beauregard Lee, the famous rodent who now lives at Dowsett Trails Nature Center in Jackson. Just like his Yankee counterpart, General Lee saw his shadow this morning, meaning we can expect six more weeks of winter weather in the southeast. For more GPB news, visit gpbnews.org and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter.